Appearing in a televised interview by China Central TV, Gui Minghai admitted that he turned himself into the man and police last October.
回国自首是我个人自愿的一种选择。
This is my due responsibility. I do not want anyone or any institution to be involved or get in the way of my returning. Although I now hold Swedish citizenship, I still think of myself as Chinese. My roots are in China. I hope the Swedish authorities will respect my personal choices, my rights, and my privacy, and allow me to deal with my own issues.
Gui is the owner of Causeway Bay Book in Hong Kong.On a night in December 2003, Gui struck and killed a female college student in Zhejiang Province. Gui Minghai was then convicted of drunk driving and got a 2-year sentence in prison with a 2-year reprieve in August 2004. A police officer dealing with the case still remembers the tragic accident.
This is for the accident.Gui Minghai, 酒精检测。
As you can see from Gui Minghai's blood alcohol test report, he was driving with 1.14 milligrams of alcohol per milliliter of blood. This is well above the legal limit of drunk driving.
At that time, family members of the victims voiced objection to Gui's sentences and demanded harsher punishment. As such,Gui said he decided to flee abroad using fake ID as he was worried that he would eventually end up in jail. In the following years, Gui has teamed up with partners to engage in business abroad. The turning point came when Gui Minghai failed to see his sick father who died last June.
但是我是一个逃犯，我不能回国，我不能回去看我的父母。
As an escape prisoner, I cannot go back to see my parents.They're both over 80 years old, and in 2015, my father died of cancer, and I even lost the chance to attend his funeral. And my mother is also sick. I really want to see her again while she's still alive. So I decided to turn myself in, and I'm willing to accept any punishment.
Police investigation suggests that Gui is also linked with other crimes, and further probes are still underway. For CRI, I'm Mo Mongzhen.